Hey, Gil.
Hey, Will.
You know what really pisses me off?
What?
Crueler's bra in Chimera. Crueler is the crocodile villainess in
a Lego. Oh my god, from Lego?
So Crulo is the evil crocodile princess in Chimera. And for some reason, even though crocodiles don't have nipples because they aren't mammals and they don't lactate, Crulo needs to have a bra. And what the Chimera people did as a result of that is they made something that wasn't weird, super weird. So now all I can think of is what Crulo is hiding beneath her bra. And Eris, I have to say, Eris on Chimera Eris on Chimera is the goody eagle woman. She also has a bra, even though she's a bird eagle woman, and she doesn't need
a bra.
She lays eggs. Probably she lays
what?
Eggs. Eris, I think her name is an eagle woman. She's a goody, and she probably lays an egg.
In the show. In the children's program, does she lay eggs?
Well, you know how people don't go poop on television. They do that in their own time. I'm guessing she does eggs in her own time when she's not on television. But anyway,
that's awful.
Leala.
Everything you just
Leala, I agree. Leala's bra's kind of okay, but just because it looks a bit better, it's not quite so odd, but it does not cover some, like, Leala's okay, you know, Leala's a lion, so it's okay for her to be wearing a bra, because she does have
nipples. But she does need six of them.
That's my point, that her bra only goes down to her midriff, so she's got this exposed lower midriff. So maybe lions have a thing about, it's okay to see the bottom nipples, but not the top nipples. And interestingly, La Gravis is the king of the lions, and he's completely topless. So he's like, he's about to go clubbing in the, he's going to go some gay clubbing scene kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, so Selma from Ninjago is a completely different television series.
But also Lego.
But also Lego, I think. I think Selma's also a crocodile type.
No, she's a snake.
She's a snake.
Haven't seen the show, but I know that there's snakes in Lego Ninjago. So
right. She doesn't wear a bra. So I'm cool with Selma. Selma's okay in my book. But Crueler is problematic and makes me feel uncomfortable.
See, why don't they just give them T-shirts? Why does it have to be bras?
Yeah.
You don't need that. Like, if you're really that squeamish about, like, a crocodile, a girl crocodile having a chest exposure, just put, like, a shirt on her.
Yeah. Crawler's actually wearing a bra that looks like it's been modelled off Princess Leia's bra when she was a slave of Attila the Hutt. No, what's his name? Bongo the Hutt. Hutt face. Huddy Hutt Man. What the hell's his name? Grumpy.
It begins with J.
Django Hutt Face. Django. Jugo. Django Fett. No, that's the bloody bounty hunter.
It begins with J and it has
Attila the Hutt. I've said that one already.
It begins with J and it has a B sound in the middle.
Jabba the Hutt. So when
yes,
when, you have to wonder what happened to Princess in those days. She was with Jabba the Hutt, wearing just a bikini, a battle bikini. Does she have PSD after that period of time in her life that she doesn't speak of ever again?
PTSD.
And what PSD? PTSD, sorry. And does the rebellion have appropriate psychological counselling for war servicemen, return servicemen, and women?
Okay, first question.
Yeah.
Yes. Second question, absolutely not.
Right.
Yep. Like, you anyway. Think you do you think there would be a dark side if they had therapists, Dad? You think Anakin would have gone dark if he had access to a therapist?
No, that's true. He was a slave. He was brought up in slavery, so he had issues. It was a weird kind of slavery, though, where he could do what he liked with his spare time. It wasn't a very sort of aggressive slavery. He did a lot of independent study while he was a slave. Did he do much slaving when he was a slave?
I think he had to... It's been ages since I've seen any Star Wars movie. I was going to say the prequels, but I haven't seen any Star Wars movie for ages.
Yeah.
He had to ride his fly bike.
Let's call this podcast Gil and Will Talk About Stuff They Know Shit All About.
Gil and Will Pretend to Know What They're Talking About.
You know, so he's a fly bike. So
yeah, I think he has to do that to, like, gamble for his slave master to earn money.
Right, so that's all he does.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he might do, like, some chores as well.
Hmm.
Does he have an aunt and uncle? Or no, that's Luke. That's Luke Skywalker.
What were they doing while Anakin... Oh, that's right, they were bringing up... Yeah, I'm off topic now. They were bringing up Luke.
You were off topic a long time ago, but...
Hang on. Because Anakin... Where did they come from? Because... Oh, okay, what happened? Anakin married the woman with absolutely no personality, who and then they had twins, and then she died.
Anakin did not marry.
They didn't get married. They just had babies.
Yeah.
They had illegal babies. I think they got legally married in kind of a, like, future universe or long
ago. They weren't allowed to get legally married because he was a Jedi dad.
Oh no, but they got like Romeo and Juliet behind the scenes. They found some monk who's.
It's not legal though.
Right, but didn't Romeo and Juliet get legally married?
I don't know what was up in, like, ancient Verona, but, like, I don't know if, like, they had a big legal thing.
Right.
Like, I think it was, like, it might have been, like, you just needed a witness and a priest to approve, and you were, like, married. Because right. You didn't have, like, paperwork, because everyone was illiterate.
And you're telling me that Jedis didn't have that as an option, a backup option?
Yeah.
It seems really unlikely.
I'm telling you, they did not have a prenup.
It seems really unlikely that Anakin is the only Jedi that had a bit on the side. There was a whole thing in the plot that Anakin ended up with a bit on the side because he hadn't been brainwashed from the age of 3. That was kind of one of the... Because he was found too late when he was like 6 or something. And they didn't...
That's kind of fucked up.
It is really. Yeah. And that's why he murdered all the other children. What were we talking about? Oh, that's right. This comes back to how Coolio's bra is modelled on Princess Leia's slave bra, which is also kind of not a good message to be sending young, impressionable children about that might make you evil.
Well, the good ones wear bras too.
The good ones wear bras. That's true. Like Eris does too. But I think Eris's bra is a little bit more, has a bit more gold trim. I'll have to look this up.
The thing is, the thing that bothers me the most with Eris is she's a bird. So they could have just done like sort of like a cute like feathery thing to like a modest like cute sort of, you know what I'm talking about? Like little like sort of ruffles and fluff. I like character design. I've seen a lot of character design where they sort of like, you know, because sort of anthropomorphize animals, but like not to a furry extent where they have to wear clothes. Just like where they can walk and talk and stuff. And what they do is they just kind of like puff up the fur or the feathers around there.
Yeah. How do you feel about Winnie the Pooh wearing a shirt and no pants?
I think it's great.
Do you? What does Piglet wear?
I think a jumper, but he never takes it off.
Right, he's got one of those jumper dresses, kind of like it's kind of like a Breakfast Club kind of number, but in pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.